Gravestone by Wilkie Collins. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. The History of the Diamond. Many centuries ago, there was an immense yellow diamond which was set in the forehead of a four-handed Indian moon god, which stood in a Hindu temple in the Indian city of Somnauth. Partly because of its color, and partly because of superstition, it was called the Moonstone. The moon god was guarded by three Indian Hindu priests belonging to the Brahmin caste. A god had appeared to the Brahmins in a dream and told them that the moonstone should be watched by three priests night and day until the end of time. The god warned the priests that any human and his family who laid hands on the moonstone would suffer greatly. So, for generation after generation, there were always three Brahmins who watched over the moonstone, like guards, day and night. In the early 18th century, English soldiers began to attack the Hindu temples of worship. In one battle, the moonstone was seized. The three priests followed the officer who had taken it, in disguise. The officer died miserably. The diamond was taken by the Sultan of Seringapatam, who placed it in the handle of a dagger. In 1799, the English decided to attack Seringapatam. The story of the moonstone and its curse was not taken seriously by the soldiers, including their officer, Colonel John Herncastle. On the night before the attack, Herncastle said that if the English army won the battle, he would wear the diamond on his finger. In the middle of the first day of the battle, one of the English officers found an open door. He saw the bodies of two Indians lying near the doorway. A third Indian inside the room was falling to the floor, fatally wounded. Standing with his back to the officer was his cousin, Colonel Herncastle, with a dagger in his hand. The dagger was dripping with blood. The officer realized that Herncastle had stabbed the three Indians who were guarding the moonstone. As he died, the last of the three Indians pointed to Herncastle and cried, "The moonstone will bring great sadness to you and your family." The following morning, John Herncastle met his cousin again. The colonel held out his hand. "Good morning," he said. His cousin hesitated to take Herncastle's hand. "Tell me first," the cousin said, "how the last Indian died last night, and what he meant when he pointed to the dagger in your hand."
"He died from a wound, I suppose," said Herncastle. "I do not know what his last words meant."
"Is that all you can tell me?" asked his cousin.
"That is all,"
Herncastle answered. John Herncastle's cousin looked at him for a moment, turned his back, and never spoke to him again.